From College Football Bros Films, you're listening to 69 for 69 Podcasts. Everyone loves an underdog story. And what greater example is there of someone with the deck stacked against them than a white, Christian, male quarterback from an affluent Florida family? On September 27th, 2008, this unlikely hero gave a speech that proved to be the catalyst for the Florida Gators' national championship run. His name? Timothy Richard Tebow.
JFK's inauguration speech, Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream. These are just a few of the speeches that could not hold a candle to Tim Tebow's The Promise. All of us here at 69 for 69 Productions have taken a keen interest in Tim Tebow the last several months, ever since my girlfriend Sarah left me. He reminds me of her. The milky white skin, the cute dimples when they smile, the unwillingness to respond to my frequent and unrelenting Facebook messages. I need a minute. Give me a minute. Despite a boost from Urban Meyer's strict disciplinarian approach to running the team, it's hard not to give most of the credit for Florida running the table in 2008 to Tim Tebow's speech. Had he not promised to work hard and try to win, would the team really have worked hard and tried to win the rest of their games? Posing that question to members of the 2008 Florida team will get you varying answers. On one hand, running back Chris Rainey exclaimed absolutely they would have continued trying to win. But on the other hand, star tight end Aaron Hernandez didn't respond to our inquiries at all. Puzzling, to say the least. Another thing I've noticed in my extensive research for this podcast over the course of my lunch break on Tuesday is that a lot of people view Tebow as just an athlete, a physical specimen. But he's much more than that. He's more than a perfectly chiseled and symmetrical face. He's more than those plump, juicy lips just yearning to be kissed.
Go to commercial. Go to commercial now.
This 69 for 69 production is brought to you by Christian Mingle. If you're like me and your girlfriend Sarah left you, you're desperate to find that next mate. The folks on Christian Mingle are extremely nice. Thus far, I've been on 3 dates, and all of them ended it by telling me they'd pray for me. So, so thoughtful. If you're tired of paying for dates, go to christianmingle.com and use the promo code Sarah. In order to give you the full effect of Tim Tebow's miraculous speech, I felt it was important to play the audio, which, unlike any Filipino baby left alone in Tim Tebow's presence, is uncut.
To the fans and everybody in Gator Nation, I'm sorry, extremely sorry. You know, we were hoping for an undefeated season. That was my goal, something Florida's never done here. But I promise you one thing, a lot of good will come out of this. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season, and you never see someone push the rest of the team as hard as I will push everybody the rest of the season. And you never see a team play harder than we will the rest of this season. God bless.
Spectacular. He spoke with a confidence and eloquence that would make Winston Churchill sound like Porky Pig. The way he enunciated and spoke just clearly enough for even an SEC fan to understand was truly special. Tim Tebow's eyes were wet during the speech. And as I sit here watching the video...
Next commercial. We need an ad right now.
This 69 for 69 production is brought to you by Tim Tebow's Abstinence Foundation. Whether you've made the choice to remain abstinent yourself, or like Michael, others have made it for you, abstinence will change your life for the better. Remember, be like Tim Tebow and score more TDs than STDs.
Last week, after several courteous and professional emails to Tim Tebow, 69 for 69 Productions received its big break in the form of a letter from his publicist that read, "Dear Mr. Newman, if you agree to stop harassing my client with lewd proposals and threats of self-harm, he will agree to grant you a 5-minute interview in a public setting." I had done it. I had set up an interview with Tim Tebow. But I wasn't home free yet. I had to exercise the same professionalism in conducting the interview as I had in getting it. If I did that, I knew I could get Tim to be as candid as Riley Cooper at a country music concert. Well, that's exactly what I did. Take a listen. So Timmy, can I call you Timmy? Timmy, tell me, what is the what's the craziest thing that's happened since you made this speech?
I was in Nashville and I just landed in the airport and I was riding down the escalator.
Yeah.
And there was a guy at the bottom of the escalator with my face tattooed on his calf.
Oh, you thought it was crazy. Let me just roll down my pant leg real quick. Okay. Oh no. Oh, those lights have a mind of their own. Here, why don't I just light a nice little candle here. There we go. All right, so Timmy... Oh boy. Oh no. Oh, Timmy, that is Merlot. That's gonna stain. Why don't I just take that right off
for you?
Hey,
no touching. We said no touching,
hey,
Mr. Tebow.
All right. We're cool. Okay, Timmy. Let's move on, Timmy. By the way, do you mind if I play a little music? It's for the podcast score. It's really just industry standard stuff.
And I swear by the moon and the stars and the skies, I'll be there.
Timmy cut off the interview early, and a subsequent restraining order made rescheduling too difficult. But you know what? It's okay, because I know that Timmy would be proud of me now. He often asks his fans to find God, and sitting in front of him for that interview, I think I finally had. His name is Timothy Richard Tebow.
Thanks for listening to 69 for 69 Podcasts. This episode was produced by the College Football Bros. But as always, we expect Bill Simmons to take the credit.